Catherine, good morning. I appreciate the time today.
Thanks so much for having me on your show today to talk about invasive plant pest and disease awareness month, why it matters in North Carolina and more widely across the country.
Absolutely. Can you start by telling our listeners what invasive plant pests and diseases are and why they're such a big deal?
Yes. Invasive insects and plant diseases, what we call hungry pests, cause damage to crops, agriculture, and our forest trees. They are great natural hitchhikers, so it's easy for people to accidentally move them to new areas. Like you mentioned, on outdoor equipment, vehicles, firewood, even backyard fruits and vegetables. So we want to make sure that people are on the lookout for them and also are able to report them if they see any signs of them.
Why is April an important time to check cars, trees, and other outdoor spots for these invasive plant pests?
April is a time when many invasive plant pests start to emerge and may be easier to see. So as you get outside, the weather is warming up in spring. You might be in your garden or walk around your community more and spend time outside. And these are just a time where hungry pests are easier to see before the trees and plants grow all their leaves. You may be able to spot egg masses on these plants and trees or other items in your backyard, or be able to look at your trees and see if there's holes in them. And now is the time to take a look, see if you see any signs of unusual pest activity, and be able to report it.
Who do we report it to, and can we really make a difference by reporting these pest sightings?
Yes. If you notice signs of unusual pest activity in your yard, your garden, your neighborhood, and even while you're out traveling, you can report it. We recommend you visit hungrypests.com. It's a great website that shows pictures of what these pests and diseases look like. It gives information of where you can look in your own yard and make sure not to spread it to new areas. And it really does make a difference. Americans can do a lot to protect plant health and agriculture nationwide by taking these small steps to look out for them, detect them early, and reduce their spread before they become established or are hard to eradicate.
Are there historical examples of what kind of damage we can see from these invasive pests?
Yes. And in North Carolina, the good one to look out for is spongy moth. This moth attacks more than 300 species of trees and shrubs. And historically, in areas where there's high outbreaks, it has caused full defoliation of trees and forested areas. So you want to be on the lookout for their egg masses this time of year. It's a cottony-covered buff that covers the eggs and cells, and you can scrape off those egg masses, smash them, and destroy them before they even start to hatch. And that way prevent the spread to an entire new area. You can prevent them from even emerging.
To that end, we talked earlier about how people can help spread some of this, but by hiking or by going to new regions of the country, this is a time where people get outside. So I am curious how, if we're out hiking or in the yard and we move somewhere else, how humans can transport these pests.
Yes. So you can look out for this as you're getting outdoors, maybe traveling to new areas, going camping. Look at your vehicle, your outdoor equipment and gear. If you're moving to a new area, make sure to look at even your patio furniture, your barbecue, or items that are outdoors, and look for those egg masses and scrape them off and destroy them before traveling. Also, a lot of people this time of year may start to have bonfires in their backyards or get outdoors and go camping and bring firewood to have around a fire ring. But we recommend do not move untreated firewood. For example, do not bring firewood from your own yard to new areas, because wood-boring pests like Asian longhorn beetle or the emerald ash borer can hide inside, and people can accidentally, unknowingly bring them to new areas. So instead, we recommend you buy heat-treated firewood or gather wood on site where it's permitted.
Anything else you recommend our listeners do to reduce the spread of these invasive pests?
American agriculture feeds, clothes, and fuels our nation, so protecting these resources from invasive plant pests and diseases helps to prevent our livelihoods, our food security, make food more affordable, and improve our way of life. You can learn more about how to recognize and report signs of these invasive pests at hungrypests.com.
USDA agriculturist Catherine Bronski. Catherine, really appreciate the time and the perspective this morning.
Thanks so much for having me. It was great talking with you.
You as well.